not in illnesses. You know, a diagnosis is not an illness. Don't be fooled. We're going to do another prayer before we finish here. So, holding on to your healing. You know, sometimes, often, when we are talking, I am asking the Lord for new revelation, meaning new ways to put the word so that you can understand. Some of you, maybe all of you, will not believe in what I'm going to tell you right now. And that's okay. I can't convince you. It has to be the Holy Spirit. But I believe that all of you here this morning are healed.
Amen.
Or became healed.
Amen.
Right now. How long is that going to hold? As long as you hold on to it. When you go to Revelation 2:25, there's an interesting word in there. Read it with me. But hold fast what you have till I come. What does it got to do with healing? You have been pronounced healed right now by the word of God and by the man of God in the house. You are healed. Each one of you. That will not change. You are healed. Now, don't let it slip through your fingers. Jesus is saying, hold fast to your healing. Sunday afternoon, after the Sunday morning service, everybody had gone. It was only me, my son, and my wife. And we are getting ready to go. And when I get into my car, I twisted my hip, my leg, and it hurt so bad that I couldn't move. I had to literally grab both hands and try to yank my leg out and put my foot out of the car. And it hurt so bad that I was biting my tongues not to scream like a girl. What happened? I was in the office. My beloved wife had to go home. And she drove the car and she forgot to put the chair back, which is a honest mistake. When they came to the car, I am not thinking about the position of the chair. I just threw myself in. And when they threw myself in and my leg goes, there was no space to go. I didn't want to break my leg, so I tried to trick my leg in some way so I wouldn't hurt myself. And that wasn't a smart move. So my older son, Ted, came in and he parked beside, and then I kind of managed to walk into the office. He said, Dad, lay down. He used to run track. I'm going to do some exercise on you here so that the blood can continue to flow. I didn't know he knew all that. I said, when I was running track, they taught us to do this kind of stuff. I got to do this because otherwise you're not going to be able to walk for a week or so. And when my son lay down flat on the ground, I did, and he started twisting the legs and pulling back and forth, the tears were rolling down my eyes. It hurt. She's praying, I am praying, and he's doing his stuff. 30 minutes after this, it's just like that. The pain went away. I was sore. I'm still a little sore. But you know, the pain went away. Now, the question is, what does it got to do with anything? As soon as we were about to finish, she proclaimed healing over my body. So did my son, and so did I. Once that proclamation was made, end of story. Amen. I am not going to think how sore I'm going to be tomorrow. I'm not going to think about how much pain I will have. and how stiff I will be.
No!
The Bible said that whenever two or three agree on earth upon anything, it's a done deal. God agree in heaven. So I am not going to be thinking about how sore I'm going to be tomorrow or how much hurt is going to cause, blah, 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 blah. I held fast to what I had. And you know, I'm going to go to the gym tonight. And I'm going to do 1 hour on the bike. But there's no buts and what. God's word says it. We believe it. And that settles it. End of story. And this is how faith is worked out. You know, you will challenge the pain. You will challenge whatever you've been told you have. What? That's not faith. So what is it? Oh, this is presumptions. Yes, I am presumptuous enough to defy the devil and every pain or anything the doctor said I have. If I have to choose being presumptuous to disagree with them or linger around with pain and drag myself around with pain or be stiff for a week, no. I am presumptuous then. Because faith is the presumptuousness to believe that God's going to do what he says he will do. It's the presumptuous to believe that whatever is not there is going to be there. Folks, it's time for us to hold fast to what you have. I tell you right now, in the name of Jesus, each one of you are healed this morning. End of story. End of story. All of you are healed this morning. And then we're going to go out and do something that we couldn't do before. We're going to hold on to our healing. And you know, yesterday, I had to go somewhere, and then I just... Somebody said, you all right? Yeah, I'm all right. They don't know what's going on. I said, I'm all right. Why did you do that? Because a little pinch started coming up on the nerve in front of my leg. You idiot, get out of here. Get out of here. Hold fast. What you have. Say with me, I'm holding fast to my healing. End of story. When you go to Revelation 3:3, again, you find something interesting. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. You have received your healing this morning. You have received your healing this morning. You have received your healing this morning. Y'all have received your healing this morning. Y'all have received your healing this morning. Hold fast to it. Are you with me? Hold fast. Watch out. The master can come at any time that we are not expecting. We're going to hold fast to what we have. It says repent. Repent of what? Of not believing that God can do what he says he will. God can do it. And he will do it. I go a step further to say he has already done. So we're going to hold fast to it, and I'm not backing off. The next step on Revelation would be on chapter 3, verses 11, and I'm using the word hold fast. 3:11, behold, I'm coming quickly. So what must you do? Are you with me so far? We are holding fast to our healing. End of story. Well, preacher, but I don't feel healed. And who cares about what you feel? God doesn't. I'll give somebody here $20 that you show me a scripture that says that God cares about your feelings. Righteous people don't live by feelings. They live by faith. Your feelings may already be a hindrance between you and your healing, you and your God. Hold fast what you have. Say with me, I've got my healing, and I'm holding fast to it. In Jesus' name. You know, I was just talking to somebody, Dr. Dalton, our friendly Dr. Dalton that's been greeting you guys on Sunday morning. We were talking, he's kind of laughing. 16.8 A1C, sugar level. The endocrinologist said, you must be dead while you're alive yet. This kind of sugar level is the equivalent of a 700 something, when the normal is 90s. She said, people with this kind of sugar level are in coma or will have a stroke. Well, I didn't know that my sugar was that high. She says I have a sweet tooth. I don't. I just enjoy the sweetness of life. But you know what? You diabetics? Oh, I'm not. No, I am not. You diabetic? No, I am not. My sugar is just out of control. And it will come down. The doctor said, I hope that you understand the seriousness of this. This is no joke. I said, I ain't joking. It's my body, not yours. I just don't accept the tag. So what is normal? He said, somebody your age, about 6. Wow, Dan is really in bad shape. But it's going to change. 3 months later, it dropped from 16.8 to 11.8. A month later to 8.8. Last month was 7.0. Now should it be about 6. 5.5 and 6. What you're saying? I am not going to hold fast to what the doctor says. I'm holding fast to what God says I have. And God's word says that I am healed. End of story. But you're in denial. No, I am not in denial at all. I am not denying that sickness exists. I am denying sickness the right to exist in my body. Did you get what I'm saying here? Beloved, hold fast to what you have. Are you with me so far? Hold fast to what you have. I'm saying this because the Lord Jesus Christ has already paid the price at Calvary Cross for your healing. You didn't hear what I said. The Lord Jesus Christ has already paid the price for whatever disease you've been told you have. Someone may say, well, he did it all right. But it's not manifested in my body yet. I heard a preacher say that healing is not in this life. Somebody once told me that we will enjoy our healing in the millennium. And I'm thinking, what? What is wrong with these people? And that's when I'm thinking, oh my. If you are right, God is wrong, Jesus is wrong, and I am wrong. Are you with me here? Why? I said, dude, we will not need healing during the millennium. Are you with me here? During the millennium, we will have met Jesus yet. Our body will be transformed. So why in the world I need healing in the millennium? You know, this world is where sickness and diseases are. Are you with me here? We need healing to our body, and we need it right now, not on the millennium. But according to Peter, in 1 Peter 2:24, Peter, looking back to the sacrifice of Christ, and he was there when he was crucified. Y'all remember, right? He denied him 3 times. He looked back and he says, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripe we were healed. What that means, preacher? In the eyes of God, you will not be healed. You were already healed. And how come I am sick? And this is what I'm going to spend the next 10 minutes. And I want you to listen carefully to this. The reason that many of you have not got a hold of your healing is because you're trying to connect with God through your mind. Is anybody listening to me? The reason that 90% of God's people are ill, sick, it doesn't matter who pray for them, they will be healed for a little while, and as soon as they leave the church gates, they fall sick again. Why is it? Because they are trying to connect with their healing, to connect with their God, through their mind. What's wrong with that? God is not a mind. God is a spirit. I don't understand. It will be very tough for you to hold fast to your healing. It will be very tough for you to remain healed when the source of your trust is your mind. Are you with me? Are you getting what I'm trying to say here? Healing doesn't come from the mind because the mind can be easily persuaded. Healing comes from your spirit because according to John 4:24, God is a spirit. And those who worship him must worship in his spirit and in truth. The way that we connect with God, the way that we connect with the healing that God has for you and I, is not through our mind. It's through our spirit. A lot of people can be prayed 1 gazillion times, and they still don't get healed for long because they are trying to receive healing through their minds, when it should be through our spirit. God is not a mind. God is a spirit. And when we connect with the spirit, we connect with God through the spirit, we got healed. You may say, I still don't understand. Okay, I'll make it simple for you. You left home today and you said, I'm going to go to church today and I'm going to get healed. That was your thought, correct? And you walked through this door. So, well, I'm going to go up front and ask Pastor Santa and Sister Marcia to lay hands on me and curse this sickness out. That's still your thought. Is that correct? Is that correct? So you came through the door, Pastor San didn't call you up front. Pastor San told you to lay hands on your sickness. Seriously? You mean to tell me that I travel all this distance here for you to tell me to lay hands on myself? Are you with me so far?
Yes.
Then you get mad. And you live here worse than what you came in. Are you with me here?
Yes.
What? Because in your mind, you had already decided how you want God to heal you. I've got some bad news for you. You don't call the shots. God does. Does he want to heal me? You are already healed. According to this scripture here, by his stripes, we were. Past tense. And how come I'm not feeling healed? Because you're trying to receive your healing through your mind. And it's not through mind. Why? Because the Bible says, what eyes haven't seen, what ears haven't heard, and has never penetrated our understanding are the good stuff that God has prepared for those who love him.
Amen.
I don't want to be healed by my mind. Why? My mind can easily be changed. Are you with me here? People are not getting healed today because they are trying to receive their healing. They are trying to connect with God through their mind. And as such, a preacher will pray for that person. I can pray for you right now, as I did, and I believe you're healed. You're going to be healed for the next 2, 3, 4 hours. But as soon as you get out there, you're going to feel a little ache. Oops. Oh, man, I wasn't healed. Who said that? I'm feeling here right now. Your mind is speaking nonsense. Although we know that a symptom is not a diagnosis or is not a disease. Are you with me here? Now, most of the church today is trying to get healed. They are trying to contact God, to connect with God through their mind. It does not work. Because God is not a mind. God is a spirit. So when I connect with God through the spirit, the healing take places right away. You know, folks, I've been doing this for 30-something years. The healing stuff, 30-something years. Would you believe that I have seen time and over again when people try to stop receiving their healing with their minds and they let God drop into their spirit, they are miraculously, instantly healed. Did you know that? The healing can't heal us. I mean, the mind cannot heal us. You say, well, preacher, you know, I kind of find it hard to go along with this. That's all right. Here's something else. The human spirit of the lost man, or woman for that matter, does not get healed. It gets reborn. Reborn. You must be born again. You with me so far, right?
Yes.
We have seen places when God has healed people that were not even believers.
Yes.
But yet, on their spirit, they were willing to put their trust on that God that is now presented to them.
Yes.
You with me so far, right? So what does it got to do with all this? According to 2 Corinthians 5:17, and this is the key stuff right here, right now. Read it with me. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, what about the old stuff? Behold. You may say, well, I hear what you're saying, but I don't understand. Well, let me put it this way. Some people will say that 1 Peter 2:24 refers to spiritual healing. It's not true. The spirit of man cannot be healed. The spirit of man will reburn. will be born again. Are you following me so far? The spirit of man cannot be healed. It will be reborn. When your body gets healed, you are just healed of a disease. Is that correct? Is that correct?
Yes.
So if you've been told that you have diabetes and you got healed, your body was the one who got healed from diabetes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Not your soul.
Right.
You with me so far, right? You still got the same body that you had before. Before you had the disease. Blessed be God that tells us that if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation, a new creature. All things are become new. All things are become new. All things are new. Did you see the word all? When you came to Christ, your spirit didn't get healed, it got reborn. You must be born again in order to see the kingdom of God. Therefore, you don't need spiritual healing. Are you following me so far? The scripture says not half of whatever happened to us become new. Is that correct? It says all become new. I'm not following you, preacher. Simple. Whenever you've been told that 2 Peter and not a healing scripture is referring to spiritual healing, is a lie. It is a lie because your spirit can be healed. It has to be reborn. Our body is healed by God. Are you with me so far? One time Jesus came down from the mountain. And this man has a demon-possessed son. Do you remember the story?
Yes.
And this man tells Jesus, "Lord, if you want, you can heal my son." You with me, right? It is interesting how the Lord answered to that man. This is found in the 9th chapter of Mark, Mark 9. A man came running up to Jesus, telling him about his demon-possessed son. In verse 9:23, this man said, if you will, you can heal my son. I think it's 9:22. Jesus replied to this man, right away by saying, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him to believe." Is that correct?
Yes.
Brother, can you put Mark 9:23 there? Let's start on verse 21. I'm trying to prove a point here about this mind nonsense. So he asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood." Verse 22. "And often he has thrown him both in the fire and into the water to destroy him." This is what this low life called devil comes to do. It's to destroy. "But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." What he's saying here? He's using his mind. How do you know? Are you kidding me? After you heard all that Jesus is doing around, you come and look at him and say, "But if you can help us, or if you can do anything for us, please have compassion and help us." What is this? Mind healing search. Are you with me so far?
Whoa.
What do you mean, mind healing search? There are people that come to Jesus seeking to be healed, And the basis of their search is not their heart, it's not their spirit, it's their mind. You have to be out of your senses to look at Jesus, seeing and hearing all that he did, and look at him and say, if you can do anything. Are you with me so far? I mean, you have to be insane even to say something like this. But unfortunately, many people will come to church trying to get healed by Jesus through their mind. Well, Jesus shot right back at him. 9:23. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, it's interesting that Jesus said, if you can believe. You know why did he say, if you can believe? Because belief doesn't come from your mind. Belief comes from your heart. Are you with me here? Belief comes from your spirit. The way to contact God, the way to connect with God, the way to get God's divine healing power working in us and heals us on the spot is coming through the Spirit. Jesus turned this man's plea around. This plea for help, he turned it around and said, it's not a matter of what I can do. It's a matter of what you can believe. Are you with me so far? In the mind of God, you are, or you were, already healed. Are you following this so far?
Yes.
So you may be asking now, are you about to finish? In a minute. The question is, can you wrap up this thing so I can understand? You said so much stuff and now I'm confused. Because you're still trying to use your mind to figure out how to get healed. Are you following me here?
Yes.
So what you're saying? Brother Harry, could you put up the John 4:23-24? Folks, if you get a hold of this concept here, before you get home, you're going to be completely, totally, absolutely, radically healed by the time you get home.
Thank you, Lord.
Are y'all with me so far?
Amen.
If you get a hold of the concept that your healing will not happen through your thoughts. It's not going to happen through your minds. You know, anytime that I try to do something through my mind, I chicken out. How? Because while you think, well, this is going to happen, another thought will come, what if it doesn't? Are you with me here? And many of us will never get healed because our stinking mind get on the way. Jesus said to him, no, that's not what I'm looking. John 4:23. Our mind gets on the way. It's not a matter of what Jesus can do. It's a matter of what we can believe.
Amen.
And belief doesn't come from your mind. It comes from your heart.
Yes.
Listen to this. The hour is coming. And always. When true worshipers will worship the Father. For the Father is seeking. God is looking out for people that are willing to believe with their hearts, not with their mind. For a matter of fact, they say he's seeking such kind of people. So what you're saying, preacher? Your healing can be manifested before you get home. If you try to figure out how God's going to do it. You know, we are a wonderful society. We are a do-it-yourself society. You go to Home Depot, they say, if you can do it, we can help. Is that right? the slogan from Home Depot. You go to Lowe's, let's build something together. We are a do-it-yourself society. You go to the supermarket now, they have self-serving lanes where you scan your stuff, you keep it, and you put the money, the machine does the rest. Is that right? It doesn't work like that when it comes to God, because God is not a machine. And the way that God does His stuff is beyond our imagination. Isaiah 55, I think it's verse 8, says, "My ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts." This is why we can't be healed through the mind. Because we always will think contrary to God. And that's the point. We'll come from home. Oh, I'm going to go to church today. And when I get there, I'm going to tell Pastor Paul and Sister Masha to cast out this demon, this sickness, and I'm going to be healed. And then you come to the church. The Lord tell the preacher, don't pray for nobody. Tell them to lay hands on themselves. And start being trained. Your mind just tricked you into losing your healing. Because you come into church expecting to be healed by the mind. One may say, well, we have the mind of Christ. Then put it to work. Plain and simple. Is that right? Folks, it is so easy. It is not complicated. Somebody here this morning has a blood clot. And God is healing it right now.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Now you accept it or don't. If you try to figure out, how is he going to do that? You're going to have that blood clot until you go to the hospital. But if you say, thank you, Jesus, I'll take it. Somebody has a pain on the back of your leg, right there. Right at that division there. The Lord is healing that pain right now. The Lord is healing that pain right now. Don't try to figure with your mind how is it going to happen. It don't work like this. When we go to God and worship Him in His Spirit, God will drop His healing power into our spirit. That will in turn override our mind and we get healed on the spot. The mind healing doesn't work because God is not a mind. God is a spirit. What's the conclusion then, preacher? Hold fast to your healing. Don't try to figure out what God is doing. Can I have an amen here?
Amen.
Don't try to figure out because His thoughts are not our thoughts. And as far as heaven is higher than earth, so are His thoughts higher than our thoughts. So we don't want our mind getting on the way of our healing. For the last time this morning, I declare that each one of you here this morning are healed right now. Believe it in your heart and be healed. Hold fast to your healing and remain healed. Amen? Would you mind saying a little prayer with me here? It's going to be real quick. When they say I, you mention your name. All right? Like I say, I, Paul Santos, and you say your own name. I want you to repeat a simple prayer after me. I, Paul Santos, will hold fast to my confession of faith about my healing and deliverance until it's all complete. I don't care what my body is fussing about, Because I believe that every cell, every gland, and every organ in my body, every tissue, every nerve, and every system in my whole entire body is functioning in the way God designed it to work. I hold fast to this confession without wavering, and will not settle for anything else. In Jesus' name. I speak to my body right now. Body of mine. I speak to you right now. In Jesus' name. Line up with the word of God. And be healed. In Jesus' name. I'm holding fast to my healing. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Be healed.
Thinks this message is for you. Amen. I think it's for me. I receive everything that the Lord spoke today. Amen. God is so good. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let us collect our offering. Let us serve God with all our heart.